Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The big question is, why does Kate Middleton have bandages on her hands? Lost in translation across the Atlantic is the British term plaster is much more entertaining than the American band-aid. But the Mirror is curious about the plasters. The Mirror reports the mystery of the fabric covering left fans of the Royals questioning if she is accident-prone. Kate was again wearing plasters on her hands as she went for a walkabout in Cardiff with her family last week. The pink-coloured plasters are frequently on show, leaving everyone guessing as she waves to the public and holds hands with the family. The mystery goes back some time. In 2019, it was noticed Kate was wearing another as she appeared at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show. She was spotted in November 2018 with a small circular patch on her finger. And in 2016, the Duchess wore the tape on her left thumb as she guided her then one-year-old daughter, Princess Charlotte, away from church service in Berkshire. On the other hand, no pun, she's one of the most photographed people in the world, so maybe a few band-aids in 6 years isn't all that odd. When questioned about the plasters previously, Buckingham Palace insisted, "We have no comment on the plaster." Prince Harry and Meghan Markle could be cut off if they leak any private info from the Jubilee. Royal expert Duncan Larcombe told Closer, "The test really begins now for Harry and Meghan. They have come to the UK and to the Jubilee and really cemented themselves as royals again, which is great for their brand and something that Spotify, Netflix and Penguin will be eating up. But everything now depends on their behaviour moving forward. Clearly an olive branch has been extended by the royal family here, but Harry and Meghan would ruin that if any private information about this weekend was spoken about to the press or revealed in a book. It's a last chance saloon for them now. If anything from the weekend leaked, I imagine they will be totally cut off and that'll be it. It's very dangerous ground if they betray anyone now. But if they act appropriately and prove they can be trusted, it could be a huge step in the right direction and the start of a new beginning." Historian Hugo Vickers said he thinks the recent visit home would have made Harry sad, telling Vanity Fair, "Harry has given up being captain of the Royal Marines, who are out in force. I think he must have gone home feeling very depressed for what he has given up. Those 4 days will haunt Prince Harry for the rest of his life. They were relegated to sitting behind the Duke of Gloucester at the Thanksgiving service. They didn't take part in any way, shape or form visibly at the Trooping of the Colour. Harry will be fuming about the way he and his family were treated. If it was Prince William and the royal family who said, 'You're not coming to the royal box,' while other minor non-working royals were at those events." Vanity Fair's Kate Nicol echoed these sentiments, saying, "I honestly think it's because they knew they wouldn't be in that front row. And why did they leave the royal family? They left because they weren't in the front row. I believe that's why they weren't at the other celebrations, as they did not have center stage seats." Tina Brown thinks the royals will need Harry and Meghan, especially when Charles' slimmed-down monarchy appears too thin. Speaking on Guardian's podcast Today in Focus, Brown said, "It's looking a bit skeletal because they were supposed to be losing Andrew or Harry, so a bit of a problem slimmed-down monarchy at the moment. I think there was a great effort to try and make everybody focus on the heir, Charles, William and Kate, but there was a lot of pressure on that. I think there is excessive pressure on the Cambridges at the moment to be essentially taking up the slack for both Harry and Andrew. And I do think at a certain point they're going to need Harry back, particularly, probably, after the Queen dies, because he was an asset." Palace Intrigue will be right back. If you're a British expat living in California, you can't just log into the BBC. You're going to need a VPN. ExpressVPN allows you to reroute your connection to a server in a country of your choice, making geo-restrictions a thing of the past. That's why I recommend ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has other benefits other than those who are homesick. Sending data over unencrypted internet connection is like sending a postcard. Your message is wide open for the mailman and any other nosy people to see. Whenever you're connected to an unencrypted internet network on your phone, computer, tablet, TV, you're sending countless pieces of information out into the digital world that can be seen and intercepted by many different parties before they get to their intended destinations. All you need to do is fire up the app and connect with just one click. Visit expressvpn.com/palace and find out how you can get an additional 3 months of ExpressVPN for free through our special offer when you sign up for a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/palace. The Sunday Times reports Kate and William are moving to Windsor. They'll also maintain their offices at Kensington Palace and their country home, Anmer Hall. The family will still maintain Kensington Palace as their London home, but by the end of summer, their primary residence will be Windsor, as it has long been speculated. George and Charlotte will leave their current prep school, Thomas's Battersea and enrol in a school near Windsor. And looking far ahead, it's understood that in time the family will move into Windsor Castle because the Prince of Wales is not planning to be there as much as the Queen does when he becomes King. The reality is they are quite confined in what they can do in London, a friend told the Sunday Times. The kids can't go into the park and kick a football with friends. Their plan is to be there for the next 10 to 15 years and then move to Anmer, which is so special to them. It is thought that the Berkshire will be the final move for the family before William becomes king. There is a sense of the future accelerating towards him, which is tinged with profound sadness, though he would never say it publicly, because of the implication that his grandmother would no longer be around, the added pressures of his father and his family being under even more scrutiny, a close aide told the Sunday Times. The Sun reports that the recently refurbished Adelaide Cottage is understood to be the family's first choice of residences upon moving to Windsor, and in addition to being closer to the Queen, who now lives at Windsor Castle full-time, Kate's parents, Michael and Carol Middleton, are only a 45-minute drive away in nearby Bucklebury, making the move even more understandable. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. It really helps us out. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.